Let's make it happen, Captain.
From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
And I'm Gov Mahara.
And welcome to Defrag. It's Valentine's Day. We're taping the show on Valentine's Day. And nice.
Lovebirds.
Nice picture here.
Or owls. Or
love owls. Yeah, very nice. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. So, speaking of love, from Lucifer Sam in the comments, thanks for responding to my snarky email about control panel icons. For some reason, if you go to the control panel via the link in Internet Explorer's navigation pane, with show all folders enabled, you still get hit with the category view every time. It turns out, however, this is the same behavior it was in Windows 7, so I was wrong about that. Okay. I'd still argue that the fastest and most efficient way to get to a control panel applet would suppress the Windows key and type the first few letters of the item that you're looking for. Agreed?
Sure.
I just gave up and installed Stardate to get this functionality back.
Well, you know, actually, for Windows 8, I'm starting to use the WinKey X in order to get to control panel. So in this case, it would be WinKey X P, and boom, you're there.
Yeah.
So that is actually going to be the fastest way of getting to the control panel.
Yeah, and look at that, small icons, that's nice.
There you go.
Awesome. So Lucifer continues, saving space on SSD, how about disabling hibernation? If you have an SSD, why waste your limited write cycles flushing gigabytes of RAM to your drive when you can cold boot in a few seconds anyway? Open an elevated command prompt and type powerconfig exe-h off.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. On a Windows 8 or Windows 7 or Vista system, you can do all of that.
Mm-hmm. Save you a couple gigs of space?
Yeah. Well, it's directly proportional to how much RAM you have.
Sure.
You know, so if you got 8 gig of RAM, you're going to have an 8 gig hyperfile.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can absolutely do that. Just, you know, you're not going to be able to hibernate. But if you shut down or, you know, you do what I do and I just sleep my machine most of the time.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
So... I hardly ever go through cold boots except for Patch Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. For Max, you guys have an awesome show. Keep up good work. Thank you, Max. I have an error that keeps appearing in Event Viewer on all my Windows 7 machines. The error says session Microsoft Security Client OOB, O-O-B-E, which is out-of-box experience?
OOB, yeah. We call it OOB.
OOB, okay. stop due to the following error, 0xc000000d. All my PCs have Security Essentials running on them. I searched online for this, and it seems there's quite a few people have noticed the same error, but it looks like no one's found a solution that works yet. Not sure if you guys have covered this on a previous show. Is this an error? Is this error something that I need to be concerned with, or can I just ignore it? So my first guess would be third-party driver. That seems to be like a driver error, and that would explain why people online don't have a solution that helps him, because it could be different between...
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunately a relatively generic error.
Yeah.
But I did come across in our own bug database a potential solution for you. And it may or may not work because, again, there can be multiple causes to this. But if you go to your program data folder, Microsoft Security Essentials, support this file, this MS-UBI-ETL file, delete that. It'll get recreated on restart. Try it on, you know, a couple of your machines. It may actually make it better for you. Sometimes this file can get corrupted for a number of different reasons. Bad shutdowns is probably the biggest one. If you've bug checked a few times and this file is corrupted, it's not a big deal. You can just delete that file and it'll get recreated. And for a number of cases, this is the primary solution.
Okay. Cool.
So it's a good bet.
Excellent. Next question. The shortest period of time you can have between you can have with background wallpaper refresh seems to be 10 seconds. Is there a way to get it to 1 second so sequential images will look like stop motion video?
Unfortunately, no. That's hard-coded to be 10 seconds.
Okay. So there's not some registry hack that you can just change milliseconds?
No, because you got to remember, right? If you're changing the wallpaper every second, you're also hitting the disk every second. So that's a lot of I.O. to ask Explorer, which is already doing a lot of different things in the background, to continually do.
And would that run even if something else is full screen?
Oh,
that would just continue because then you have your peak and stuff like that. Yeah. So
it's really a lot of overhead, and we basically figured there are too few people that would want to have stop motion.
Yeah, and we had the ability to have video backgrounds in the past.
Yeah, back with Active Desktop.
Yeah, and it it's I didn't think it was worth it. I mean,
no.
I used to do that a long time ago with a like, what was it called, Dream Render or something. Mm. I used to do that back in XP days.
For me, it's more like I never cared about the background because I'm never staring at my desktop.
Yeah, that is one of the things. And I love eye candy as much as anybody,
you
I don't do
candy.
It, so it has to be a real niche case, so yeah.
Yeah.
All right, from Guarav, he says, I was trying to install Adobe Photoshop Elements 9 from the installation disk. In the middle of the installation, nothing is happening. It's silent or idle. After a very long interval, I got the error, installer is no longer responding, so I decided to uninstall previously installed Adobe programs under Programs and Features. I found a program, Adobe Photoshop Inspiration Browser, which is an app that downloads tutorials for you. Again, while uninstalling this, I got the error, install server not responding. I searched on the internet but couldn't find a clue about the problem. I read somewhere to capture the trace of the process monitor to find clues or pursue the investigation. So once again, tried to uninstall Inspiration Browser and started process monitor trace. Installer stuck at preparing to remove. After some time, it was stuck at the same point, so I did not wait for any error message. Probably now the trace was enough capable to find out where was installer looking for and where was delay occurring. Since I'm new to Process Monitor, I'm not able to track what was caused the installer not to respond and why delay occurred. A few months earlier, I cloned OS Windows Vista to a new hard drive that is currently hooked in. I'm not sure whether that might be the cause.
A lot going on in there.
Yeah.
Let's just take it to the smallest possible chunk of information. So you're trying to install an app. It's an MSI-based install, and it's getting stuck.
Yeah.
Now, Process Monitor is, at this point, a little bit overkill, especially if you just let it collect all traces.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of data to sift through that, frankly, I'm not going to sift through gigabytes worth of procmon logs. It's just not worth it. The first thing that we actually would need to diagnose this is MSI tracing.
Yeah.
And the KB article for this, 314852, it says for Windows XP, but the wonderful thing is that it hasn't changed in nearly a decade. No, more than a decade. Set this key. What you want to do first is elevate a CMD, do netstop MSI server, so that your MSI is not running at the time.
Yeah.
Then set this reg key, then do a net start MSI server in order to get MSI running again. Then run through the install, wait for it, wait for the error to occur. Here it has it as voice warm-up on its own. If you add a bang to it, an exclamation mark at the end, that'll do real-time logging, so if you have to quit the installer, it'll still capture the entire log at that point, which I would prefer. So send me that log. The other thing to consider is, like, if this machine has had Photoshop Elements installed before and it's been in a corrupted state, or if you got this thing off media, perhaps the media is corrupted. It's been scratched up or whatever. The media has gone bad. There's not a lot to do. You can try and install it on another machine, see if that'll work. At least that'll rule out whether or not the media is bad. But you may have to do some more surgical cleaning of that machine, but we won't really know more until we analyze those MSI logs.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. And voice warm-up stands for things, right?
Each letter individually stands for things.
So it's not some weird term that we use. It's a bunch of different things.
Yeah, no, it just is a good mnemonic. It's easy to remember.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, next question. When I select remove everything and reinstall Windows on a Windows 8 tablet, will it remove all the installed software and Windows updates?
Yep.
Okay, so it takes all the software out, and then you got to do your Windows updates again.
It takes you back to when you got them.
It's kind of like doing a flattened reinstall.
It's a flattened reinstall, except you don't have to have the install media there. It'll keep your inbox applications, the Windows 8 store apps that came with the machine, it'll still be there. And the nice thing is that when you go to the store, you'll still have your list of apps. I don't know if a lot of people have seen this. If you go to the store, it'll keep a record of all the apps that you've ever installed on the machine per machine. So if you have X number of apps installed on one machine, you have Y number of apps installed on another machine, you can right-click at the top here and you go to your apps, and it will give you the list. So
cool.
You can say all of, like, these are all of my various machines, and you know which.
Nice. So if you want to replicate what you have on another machine, you can do that too.
Yes, and that's just
very
it.
Cool.
Like if you've flattened the machine, it's like, oh, what were all my apps? You just go here, you select all, you install them again, and you're golden.
Very cool. Nice. Okay, next question. When I copy something and then open Excel to try to paste, the clipboard is empty. Why does Excel empty the clipboard on start?
It empties the clipboard on start because that's what Excel designers decided to do.
Yeah.
It goes back a lot of history about the clipboard being a very finite space, about Excel not wanting to have anything that could possibly corrupt its own internal state. You know, for security reasons, it wants to keep its clipboard completely fresh. It manages its clipboard itself very well, but it also uses a system clipboard. So I know that this can cause people some confusion and some pain. But, you know, the thing to realize is you just start Excel first before you're doing your clipboard operations.
Yeah. Cool. Pick of the week time. And my pick of the week this week is
ifttt.
So it's ifttt.com. And it's a cool if-then kind of macro thing. So these are a bunch of different things that you can sign up for to have it actually do something when something else happens. For instance, you could search through here and it says, if Facebook has a picture that's tagged as me, download that picture to my Dropbox.
Yeah.
So there's thousands of these up there and you can have it do all kinds of things. One of the ones I saw that was kind of funny was a timer connected to Twitter to remind a certain wireless company that they suck. So I thought, yeah, that's one use there. But it's kind of an if-then statement. You know, text me when something happens over RSS. And there's, you know, there's, what, 2,600 of them listed here? So you can just scroll
pages.
Here. Yeah, there you go. So there's just thousands of these that you can sort through. And it's very interesting.
I wonder if you can chain them together.
I don't know. That I don't know. But I'm sure a smart person like you could figure out anything.
I mean, you'd think, right?
Like, yeah, you would think. Or at least have a couple of them that happen concurrently. Scroll back down. What's the... There's one there that has a timer. Is that the one I was thinking of? No, it was up above that. But was a timer connected to Twitter? Oh, yeah, there it is. Add city reminder. Mm. Anyway, yeah, so check it out. It's kind of cool. Got another pick of the week this week. So it's the server app for Windows 8 and RT. And Gove, you want to talk about use case for this?
I mean, this is pretty handy, right? You're on your Surface RT edition, so the ARM version. And you're on the go, right? You're a server admin, and you need to be able to manage your servers. Right?
Yeah.
You know, this could work as a great console, just say outside of your server room.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't want to go into the server room, there's a lot of cramped quarters. You might want to have just a Surface on the outside that you use to interact with it. It can work as a console, you know, or a dashboard, I should say.
Very cool. So you can just carry that around and save you some time going into the server room.
Exactly.
Very nice.
You know, you can manage alerts, devices, shared files, basically all of the frequently, you know, required things that a server admin would do. Obviously, there are certain things that you couldn't do, which is better utilized by a mouse and keyboard sitting at a desktop, right? But you know, for the critical kinds of things, which is usually file management, managing users, interesting playback of media files.
Yeah,
I mean that's a, you know, that's more of a home server admin kind of role. But yeah, this is an interesting little app for RT.
Cool. There you go. And that's the show for this week. If you want to email us, you can email us at defragshow@microsoft.com. Leave comments in the show notes. We'll get back to you there. But we prefer the email just because we like to talk to you over email.
And remember, screenshots are really, really handy.
Yeah. See you next week.